Allah Ta'ala accept all your khidmat for deen, and may Allah Ta'ala forgive the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wa salam. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khayran to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week, as mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad, by Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it is the 3rd of Zulqa'da in South Africa and few other countries. And 90% of the countries today is the 4th of Zulqa'da. It is one of the 4 holy and sacred months. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we have a very, very important lesson for all strata of society. And you, the esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, you should try and learn this dua. Use our leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And inshallah, we should teach our children, grandchildren also this wonderful dua, which we will mention to you in today's lesson, inshallah. Chapter 46, Surah Ahqaf, the winding tracks. When the word comes, we'll explain to you in detail. And verse number 13, 14, 15. So 13, 14, 15 of chapter number 46. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا, verily those people who said, not only they said, they have to believe in it from the inner recesses of their hearts as well. رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, Allah Jalla Wala is our sustainer, nourisher, provider. رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ, why do we go to Arafat on the 9th of Zulhijjah to perform our Hajj? That is the most important day of our Hajj actions. And therefore Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Al-Hajju Arafah, that Hajj is Arafah. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, he, Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah, mentions after quoting this hadith, Had al-Hadith Ummul Manasik, this hadith here is the essence and the nucleus of Hajj. In the state of Ihram, consecration, you are in Arafat on the 9th of Zulhijjah in the afternoon. The most important dimension of Hajj you have fulfilled. But why Arafat? Arafat is not even part of the Haram. Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah is Haram. Arafat is out of the Haram. When you look and study the Ahadith works like Mustada Ahmad, Mishkat Sharif, you will find, before Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam was created and sent here to this world, in alame arwah, in the realm of the souls and the spirits, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gathered, assembled all the souls, all the ruh and arwah, and posed the question, Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your sustainer, nourisher, provider? Qalu bala. Every ruh, every soul said, why not? You are our sustainer, nourisher, provider. Oh, Honorable Hujjaj, when you going to Arafat, try and complete your Quran Sharif there after you have combined your Zuhur and Asr Salat. and then make your dua, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, and repeat these two words abundantly. Anta Rabbuna, Anta Rabbuna. How we have to renew our licenses for our vehicles annually. The Hujjaj go to Arafat to renew the pledge of which they took there in the realm, in the world of the souls and the spirits. And that is one of the secrets of Arafat. So we should understand everything in Islam has a great wisdom. So Rabbuna Allah, Allah is our sustainer, nourisher, provider. Our shop, our farm, our factory, our job, everything is the superficial means. The wife is pregnant and she gives birth to a wonderful, beautiful looking baby girl, a handsome boy. Then remember, we must say, it is Allah Jalla Wala who made it easy for her. Allah Jalla Wala gave life to this baby boy and baby girl. Not the gynecologist or the wife or this person, the doctor. Nay, everything comes from Almighty Allah. We are just superficial means, understand that. So that is Rabbuna Allah. It's not the doctor who gave the success to the patient and so forth, and the shifa and cure. It's Almighty Allah, the medication, injection, operation was the superficial meaning, superficial means. So that is what we need to understand. رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. And then they must remain steadfast. Ramadan came and went. Shawwal came and went. We went back to our old habits. The evil, devilish lifestyle is back. We went 3 million, 4 million people for Umrah. Where are we today? Majority not even reading Fajr Salat. That's a sign of rejection by Almighty Allah, Allah forbid. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. And then they must remain steadfast all times, all places, all circumstances. Now it's holidays. Where are you now, O Muslim? Are you in the halal places or haram places? If we adopt this, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. For the future, you will not have any fear. For the past, you will not have any sadness and grief. Remember that Almighty Allah knows human beings' nature. That, Ya Allah, if we practice on that, what are the incentives? أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Those are the companions of Jannah and Paradise. They will dwell and stay there in Jannah forever, everlasting bliss, prosperity, happiness. Some places خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا is mentioned. Some places it mentioned خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدَىٰ. So definitely it is eternal, perpetual, everlasting. That are the promises of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And Almighty Allah always fulfills His promise. We should remember that. For you, easy way there to understand that Almighty Allah will grant us all this. Jannatu adnin tajri min tahti al-anharu khalidina fiha abada. So go open Suratul Bayyina, chapter 98, after Surah Laylatul Qadr, Suratul Qadr, chapter 97, so Surah Bayyina, and the last verse, and that is chapter 98, verse 8, easy reference, chapter 98, verse 8, Allah says, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. You will dwell and stay there forever and ever. Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them. They are pleased with Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Jaza'an bima kanu ya'malun. This is the fitting reward for them, for their deeds and their actions. And the greatest action is we live with Iman and pass away with Iman. Read the dua I told you many a time, mentioned in Mustada Ahmad. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you, Ya Rabb. Our actions on that day, our speech on that day, you are so pleased with it. Wa anta radin anna. So these are the type of du'as we should be reading. Our children, grandchildren, you have your beloved parents, grandparents. We the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe that it is a unanimous belief. First is the rights of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. The obligations of Almighty Allah. That comes the rights of Mustafa, Habibuna Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then comes the rights of our beloved parents. Not our Ustad and our Sheikh and Peer Sap and all that. Today people confuse issues and blow their fuses. So how much are you spending and doing tithes with for your parents? More so when they are old and sickly and so forth. We run to the Ustad, run to the Sheikh, but we neglect our parents. So what is that? The jahalat that and ignorance that. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is teaching us, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. And we have commanded, وَصَّيْنَا أَيْ أَمَرْنَا. We have commanded human beings, بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. You must do good to your parents. Nowhere will you find that Allah commanding the parents, you must do good to your children. That's an innate, inherent, inborn quality in parents. Muslim, non-Muslim parents will always do good. Remember, 99%, 1% crack, they are this different. So, la ibrata bi shudus, we don't take them into consideration. But the norm is that their parents will do everything for their beloved children, grandchildren. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. And do good for your parents, remember that. إِحْسَانًا. Fulfill your duty with beauty. How sad it is today, the mother is there and the son has forgotten his mother because now he's married and he's got one child, two, three children. He's madly in love with his wife. أَطَاءَ الرَّجُلُ زَوْجَتَهُ وَأَقَّ أُمَّهُ. One of the signs of Qiyamah, the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Mishkat Sharif. The boy, the man, will be obedient to his wife and disobedient to his mother, to his parents. You are inviting the punishment of Almighty Allah in this world. كُلُّ ذَنْبٍ إِنْ شَاءَ فَأَنُوا وَإِنْ شَاءَ عَذَّبَهُ. Every vice, every sin, it is the prerogative of Allah. Either He forgives that person or punishes that person. إِلَّا أُقُوقَ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. Except those people who are disobedient to their parents. فَإِنَّ اللَّهُ يُعَجِّلُ أُقُوبَتَهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. Allah will unleash the punishment on that son, on that daughter, on that grandchild. In this worldly life, before death overtakes you. In my own family, in my own friends, I saw empires collapse. When you go into the history, they treated their parents very, very badly. And Allah punished them here in this world. And year after is worse. Allahumma ahfazna minhu. O son, go to your mother and kiss her hand. Go to your father and kiss his forehead, kiss his hand. Ask them for forgiveness. On this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah Friday, during this Mubarak honorable month of Zulqa'dah. Otherwise, there's a horrible, terrible price to pay. Who is our beloved mother? My beloved mother passed away in 97. Many a time when I think of her till today, I cry. How can we ever repay them for what they did for us? Listen to what they did. حَمَلَتُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهَا. The mother carried him, the baby, for 9 months normally, sometimes 8 months, sometimes 7 months. Kurha, what difficulty as the gestation, as the pregnancy progressed. Hamalatu ummuhu wahanan ala wahan. And she was getting weaker and weaker, but she never ever complained, remember that. Wawada'atu kurha, and she gave birth, labor pain. Matter of life and death. I have to spend a lot of time with my beloved mother, ask all difficult questions, which I knew my siblings will never ask. I asked the Ummi that we are 5 siblings, 5 beloved children of yours. Which birth you gave, which one child you gave birth to, which was so difficult. Then she looked down and said, your brother Abdul Ghaffar. She said that she thought she'd leave this world. See now, so much difficulty, and Allah Ta'ala's mercy came. They all passed away, 2 brothers, 2 sisters alive. Allah give them shifa. So that is our mother. وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا. She is carrying you. And then, وَفِصَالُهُ, the weaning period, the maximum period, you put the two of them together, ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا, that is 30 months. The minimum period of gestation, pregnancy, 6 months. The maximum is 24 months. Fi wa fisaluhu fi amain. Chapter 31, verse 14. So remember, that is the fatwa of 99% of the scholars. Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, Imam Abu Hanifa's two greatest students, Sahibain, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, they say 24 lunar months and 6 just months for the minimum pregnancy, so 24 and 6, Thalathuna Shahra. Imam Abu Hanifa only says that you can go to 30 months and so forth, but the fatwa of the Hanafis is on Sahibain's call on the verdict on Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad. Now we're coming to the dua. O human being, your mother gave birth to you and she did everything for you. Now you are married. Now you're reaching 40 years old. Hatta idha balagha shuddahu. Now you reach the prime of your life. Now you are 80, 20, 30, 33. So that is the prime of your life. And between 30 and 40. وَبَلَغَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً. And then that son, daughter reached the age of 40. What must you say? Everybody should say. But more so those of us who are 40 and above. قَالْ رَبِّ أَوْزِعِنِي رَبِّ أَلْهِمْنِي. Ya Allah, inspire me. أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ. That I make shukr to you. I am grateful to you for your ever-recurring bounties upon me. I don't deserve it, Ya Allah. Out of your benevolence, grace, and mercy, you showered me with your bounties. Wa ala wa halidayya. And you showered your bounties, favors upon my parents. We loved our parents. We loved them even ba'dal mamat, even after death. Every day we make dua for them. Surah 14, verse 41. Today after Fajr, we'll go to the graveyard, inshallah, my brother Muhammad Khan and myself. My mother-in-law is buried here in Lens. His parents are buried here in Lens. So when he is here, we go to the graveyard after Fajr Salat. Why? So that we practice on the hadith. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith in Bayhaqi. Man zara qabra abawayhi aw ahadima yawm al-jumu'ah. Ghufira lahu wa kutiba bara. You the man, you visit the grave of both your parents or one of them on a Friday. Then you are forgiven and considered as a pious son of your beloved parents. Must be Muslim parents. And you women, it's haram for you to go graveyard. You must read from house and from your home. Then you'll get the reward, inshallah. وَأَنَا أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. Ya Allah, you give me the tawfiq, the ability that I continue with the righteous deeds. تَرْضَاهُ, that you are pleased with it. You, the mothers, fathers, grandparents, always you complaining. My children are disrespectful. I tell you this verse. Chapter 46, verse 15. And I tell you the verse is long. Read this portion, these three words. وَأَصَلِّحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. Three, four words only it is. Ya Allah, bring about piety. Bring about reform and goodness in my progeny, my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Inni tubtu ilayk. Ya Allah, I am guilty. Ya Allah, there are no mitigating circumstances. Admission of guilt. But I know you are Arhamur Rahimeen. I know you are most merciful one to show mercy. I know you are Ghaffar and I believe in that. And I know you are Sattar. Ya Allah, through your attribute of Ghaffar and Sattar, through your attribute of Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents. Forgive our families. Forgive the Ummah and Muslimah. Grant our Mujahideen victory against all the enemies, and especially in Gaza and Palestine against the haramis, the jutlas, and the cursed swines and pigs. Then the world is saying how Allah is punishing them. Inni tubtu ilayk. Ya Allah, I repent to you. Wa inni min al-muslimin. I'm a Muslim, Ya Allah. Let me pass away with Iman and Islam. So what are you going to do? Go up. 1, 2, 3, 4. You see there where it comes, Arba'ina sanatan qal. So after that, Rabbi awzi'ni. From there you start learning the dua. Those of you who don't know it, so every day read this dua. and you will be included in this wonderful dua for yourself, for your beloved parents. So that's your homework, inshallah, for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. So don't kill time and waste time. A Muslim does not do that. A Muslim values his time, and then he practices on it, inshallah, with good deeds, and learning something new every day. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 3rd of Zulqa'dah, 1446. The worst fires in the history of Israel. That's your news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, globally. Allah's punishment. Allahumma harrik diyarahum. Allahumma harrik buyutahum. Allahumma dammiruhum. Ya Allah, you decimate them, destroy them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, bring joy to the Muslim Ummah by the destruction of Israel, Chutlas, and the Americans and whoever else is helping them and assisting them and so forth. So yet the fire is not completely under control. The Zionist media is trying to now hide everything. But today people got cell phones and they're exposing the Israeli apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. They said they will bring hell to Gaza. Allah brought hell to them. And inshallah, Allah mazid azabaka alayhim. Ya Allah, zid azabaka alayhim. Your punishment, chastisement on these haramis, on these baby killers. Israeli reservers speak against the Gaza war and Netanyahu. We don't want to go and fight. We must have immediate ceasefire. Netanyahu doesn't want ceasefire, but the fire doesn't want to cease now also. So Allah Ta'ala punish them more and more. Israel kills 18 people in Gaza in the past 24 hours, and it was a few hours ago, maybe more now. Israel attacks the Syria right next to the presidential palace and so forth. The presidential palace there in Damascus is on a mountain. So what they say, Netanyahu says, this is what he says, the war criminal, the biggest harami and liar. Allahumma sallit alayhi azaban, ya Allah. Allahumma sallit alayhi kalban min kilabik. Let him die just like Ariel Sharon, the harami. So your master says that why we attack Syria this morning? We don't want the Sunnis to control the Shias. Can you believe that? So you must remember, in Iran, he says he wants to destroy the Shias. Yeah, he says they want to defend. They want to be the kingpin, but they're going to lose everything. Inshallah, ajilan ghayra ajil, very soon, inshallah. Ben Gvir, he is the Minister of Security and Police, biggest terrorist, harami, murderer, and racist and genocider, humiliated in his trip there to America. He rejected the police helicopters, you see, to fire, to fight the fires and so forth. In 2022, he said there's no need for it. And now they're running short. They're crying to Cyprus and Greece and Italy and all these people, help us. So we say, Allah must punish you more and more. Every jutla harami, let me make our stance clear. We're very happy that one jutla dies, one jutla injured, one jutla running away. You built all of Israel on stolen land and occupied land. McDonald's is experiencing huge drops and they don't know what they're going to do. It's haram for you, Muslim, if you got any shame, that you go and patronize McDonald's. So we must boycott them, even if it's a Muslim owned. And remember, got halal certificate. That halal certificate is not worth the paper on which is written, and take my name and tell them, Kainan Mankan, whichever organization it is. Waste of time, these halal logos. And the KFC, McDonald's, Starbucks, all haramis. We must teach America a lesson. We must teach Israel and the Jutlas a lesson. Trump is trumpeting away. First casualty in Trump number 2. In his second administration, he fired Mike Waltz. You see that? But he said, never mind, you didn't betray me. I kick you out from my security personnel. We'll nominate you as the ambassador of United States to the United Nations. You see that? U.S. with Trump's, you understand, foolish taxes. Trump tax tariffs, you see. We call taxes, he calls it tariffs. So TT, so Apple says, this Trump is a madcap, he doesn't understand. is going to cost us $1 billion after all the tariffs and so forth. So some parts will be made there in India, some in Vietnam, majority still in China. So who the hell is benefiting? We are losing $1 billion for one company, that is your Apple, your iPhone, and so forth. UK elections, both parties are hopeless, useless, impotent. The Conservatives good for nothing. The Labour good for nothing. The public are fed up with both of them. So now third parties are emerging. The people are going to vote for them also. So this is what happens in America and UK. Everything done with bribery, corruption. In Africa it's done, but they don't know how to do it in a sophisticated manner. Therefore, they get caught offside. These haramis, whiteys, do it in a sophisticated manner. Sometimes they get caught and sometimes no. The people protested yesterday on 1st May, and that is there in Tunisia against the tinpot dictator, Harami Murtad. I'm still not surprised nobody has put a bullet through him. Against President Kais Saied. Total harami he is, remember that. So listen to this here, you Muslims. Remember that if you go to the ending of the 6th Jews, 6th Supara, chapter 5, verse 82, you will find who are your worst enemies, Muslims. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies are the Jews and the Jutlas and the idol worshippers, the Hindus. We never said every Jew or every Hindu. We are saying and will say majority Jews, majority Hindus. Just see Israel and India, how they're treating the Muslims. So the Israeli army personnel military is already in Kashmir. So now there is a colonel. Listen to this one here. Colonel from the Indian army, Colonel Singh. So he thought he's going to sing to her. So now there is a sergeant. You see that? And this sergeant from the Israelis, she's there. And what is her name? Sergeant Cohen. So now he went to sing. He saw this white lady. He said, let me give her some singing business. So he sexually assaulted her and so forth. So now it has become government to government. So you can see that they don't leave their own people. So what they'll do with Muslims and so forth. So Colonel Singh in big problem. He might be singing his way to jail. Humiliated, disgrace, sexually assaulting a Jutli, a Jewess, and her Sergeant Cohen. Allah disgrace both countries. Cinema revenue, cinema haram. But therefore we say, Allahumma ahlik Ali Saud, kama ahlakta Ada wa Thamud. The Allah decimate MPS, his family, and all of them who support him. Cinema revenue, Makkah, Medina, Jeddah, Riyadh, Dammam, wherever there are cinemas. In 1 year, is 845 million Saudi riyals. So how many people are going to watch all the haram? And today the imam will be who? Usama Khayyar. He will make special dua for who? Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. Wa waliya ahdihi al-ameen. So father is Muslim, we can still say, but shaitan. Son, 100% murtad, harami, MBS. So Allah decimate them whole epilogue. Pakistan has banned airspace for India, and this could cost Indian Airlines $591 million. You heard that? So it will cost Air India plus minus for Air India $591 million if this continues like that. Kamala Harris, her husband, also a Jutla, Douglas M. Hoff. Trump fired him from the museum. You must remember that not only museum, is the Holocaust Memorial Council. He said, we don't need you, and he fired him. You see that? So Pakistan need Imran Khan at this time. They don't have a good leader. So to take on India, they need Imran Khan. That is the sentiments mentioned in Pakistani cities and so forth. Quickly, what our South African news, Malema shooting away. He says Zuma is a better president when he was president than Trump the fool. The Concord, you know, the Constitutional Court, say rules that and pass the verdict that inmates and people who are in prison may use their personal computers. Government will not give them, but they come with their own computer. It's fine, they can play with it the whole time. 44 Ethiopian nationals were found there in a house in Sandton. You see, kidnapping, all these things there. Ramaphosa, you'll get mixed up with all these characters. So we got no confidence in any one of them. Ramaphosa, but Ramaphosa says he's the Minister of Electricity. We want to expand our nuclear program. You can't look after your electricity. What you will do with extra nuclear? You blow the whole South Africa up or what? So anyway, today you must remember 11:18 Adhan will go in Makkah, and then we will translate in Sheikh Usama Hayat, and then we will be there at Masjid Safiya, and that is there in Amarantia. First time I'm going there. My niece's husband, Moana Imran Dadaba, is the imam there. And nikah announcements, remember, between 10 and 10:30. Send all your nikah announcements, inshallah, now in the morning, and send it. Junaid Mota is waiting. So that's 084-786-3132. And Moana Zahid Khan, inshallah, will announce it between 10 and 10:30 this morning, inshallah. Gee, Moana, we have 12 minutes, 13 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Before we start the question and answer, we have a funeral notice. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The funeral of the late Sikandar TMP Muhammad, ex-Carolina. The janaza will leave from 1156 Roslyn Glen, 10:15 a.m. Janaza at the Lodium Cemetery at 10:30 a.m. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the marhum and all the marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. The funeral of Sikandar TMP Muhammad, ex-Carolina. The mayat will leave 1156 Roxlow Glen at 10:15 a.m. The janaza at the Lodium Cemetery at 10:30 a.m. Jazakallah. Mufti Sahab, the question is that I'm in Makkah. Saudi is very small. What is the best action that I should do, and which places should I visit?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I know the brother personally, I know the whole family also in Carolina. Allah Jalla wa la grant him, our brother Sikandar, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. He must have passed away last night, so that is a wonderful death on the night of Jumu'ah. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, he Habibuna Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man tawafahu Allahu yawm al-jumu'ah aw laylataha waqahu Allahu min fitnatil qabr. Whosoever Allah gives death on the day of Friday today, or the night of Friday last night, so after Maghrib, after sunset, with Iman Islam, Allah protects that person from the torment, punishment of the grave, right till the day of Qiyamah. So Allah Ta'ala grant him, our brother Sikandar, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah grant the family Sabre Jameel. Yes, the crowd is very small now, currently in Makkah, and will be like that for next 1-2 weeks. Then the crowd will build up. So what should you do in Makkah? My sister's grandson went, you know, he's not even Baligh. And Rehan, Muhammad Rehan, they just came back 2-3 days ago. So I like to speak to him. I asked him, Rehan, how many tawaf you made in that 1 week you stayed in Makkah? He said, I hit 25 tawafs. I said, Subhanallah, you're a sharpshooter. Small lighty, you understand? 25 tawaf he made. So imagine that you as people, this hardly any crowd, remember the hadith always, Man tawafa bil bayti khamsina marra, خَرَجَ مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتُ أُمُّهُ. Whosoever performs 55 O tawaf, then for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, you can't make tawaf anywhere except in Makkah by the Baytullah. You come out from your sins and vices like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. Maulana Salim Kareem, FYI, this is for your information and the esteemed listeners. With Allah's help, Allah's fazl, karam, mercy, rahmah, we went for Umrah, Hajj, everything. Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, Nawarallahu barakatuh. So Hazrat bin Nuri is explaining to us, we small, small lighties, they can't even speak Urdu properly and all that. In the starting stages, 74, 75, Arabic to Durkibat, which is far-fetched. So Hazrat said, Jawanika alam ta, we were very young, we used to come for Umrah, for Hajj. The Yomiya, hum 32-33 martaba tawaf karte the. Every day, we used to make 32, 33 tawafs, subah, per day. Subhanallah. See how Allah accepted them. So you, my people, brothers, instead of going there by the moors and meeting Paul, make great tawaf. Two, three places I'll mention to you beside Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. Today is Friday. You, the men in Makkah, Medina, go to the graveyard. That's a sunnah as well. And you, the people in Makkah, that now tomorrow, because Thursday, Friday is holiday in Saudi nowadays. So Saturday is open. Tomorrow, when you are in Makkah, then tell that guy you want to go to Masna'ul Kiswa. Masna'ul Kiswa. Just say Kiswa, Kiswa factory. And tell them you want to go to Ma'ridul Haramain Sharifain. These are places, inshallah, the crowd is small, they'll allow you, inshallah. So the Kiswa factory, where they manufacture and make the hilaf, the Kiswa. So before, the whole thing was done handmade. There is a lot of machines and all that. Sometimes they'll give you a small piece also. You see that, you know, the golden cotton, that whatever else. They gave us also so many times used to go there. And then that is before they put it on the Kaaba Musharrafa. And next to it, walking distance, is the museum. Free entry. And you don't need a guide. Everything is written, mashallah, in Arabic and English. You'll need 2 hours there. So go 9 o'clock in the morning, and inshallah by 11:30 you back. So for Zohar time, so visit these two places. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you.
Mufti Sahib, if I go to Taif from Makkah, in which places should I visit in Taif?
Remember, we encourage you, the people who are there, you perform your Umrah, everything in Makkah. So after the Ashta, then Rasta, have early breakfast, for example, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then Rasta, and then you go to Taif. What you going to visit in Taif? Masjid Abdullah ibn Abbas, one of the senior Sahaba, he passed away in the year 68. Muhammad bin Hanafiya, the Tabi'i successor, performed his Salatul Janazah, Sayyidina Ali son, radiallahu anhu, for Sayyidina Ali, and Rahimahullah for Muhammad bin Hanafiya. So you must go there. He's buried there next to the masjid, behind it there, and his profile is written there in Arabic. Go there to Masjid Adas. When he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, went to invite the people towards Tawheed and Islam, they pelted him, they mocked at him, the master crying, bleeding, yet not cursing them, but making dua, Allahumma inni ashku ilayk. Ya Allah, I complain to you. So many times we went there with Allah's help. One day the taxi driver there had the dua. So I read the whole dua there with Allah's help. So you go there, Adas, he became Sahabi radiallahu anhu. He gave water, grapes, all that to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ghazwa-e Taif, after Fateh Makkah, that is 21st Ramadan, then was Hunain, and then was Ghazwa-e Taif, remember that. And thereafter, remember, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Jirana, and from Jirana performed the Umrah. So go there and see the place where the Ma'rika, the battle, took place. Then, O Muslim, Muslima, take your ihram words, and from Makkah, otherwise you can buy it there. The Miqat there in Taif is called Sail. You know how the shops have a sail? S-A-L-E, like that. So, Seed, Ya, Lam. Seed, Ye, Lam. So, go there. We fasted ihram there, myself, my wife. So, remember, wonderful facilities there. Shower and ghusl and wuzu. They selling ihram and sandals. And they got big shops there next to the masjid. So, wonderful facilities. That we must salute the Saudi regime who did this 50, 60 years ago. Remember that. So then you come back from there and pass the haram and make umrah. So wajib compulsory according to Hanafi, Shafi, somebody say, not compulsory but better. So go and make another umrah from there, and before Zohar time you will be back, inshallah al-Aziz.
Mufti Sahib, I'm in Medina Munawwara. The crowd is small. Which is the best actions and which places should I visit?
The best action is you show utmost reverence, respect, love for him, Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today is Yawmul Jumu'ah, authentic hadith in Ibn Majah, Abu Dawood. Akthiru min as-salati alayya Yawmul Jumu'ah. increase your salawat, salutations, durood sharif upon me, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week. Subhanallah. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, tomorrow on the day of justice, he rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, I don't know your father's name, Maulana, but anyway, I'll just choose some. I'll say Salim Abdullah, right, for your father. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, Salim, son of Abdullah, come here. So you will say, Ya Rasulullah, how you knew my name? Then the Master alayhi salam will say, you used to send me salawat, durood sharif. The angels used to tell me, Salim Kareem sent us durood sharif. You see that? So therefore, O Ummah, don't waste time and kill time. We should be the one to be sending abundant durood sharif and salawat. You in Medina to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So guard your eyes, guard your ears, guard your tongue, all these things here. And then the places, the best thing, read durood sharif abundantly. And the best places to visit is Quba. And you read 2 rakat salat there any day. And you get the reward of Umrah. Saturday is the best. You go to Uhud, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to visit there. Friday, go to Baqi, you the man. Anytime, we normally go after Fajr, but you go anytime you want to, is fine. And other places you should visit, Masjid Qiblatain, so that's also good. Those of you who want to visit some rare places, but you need a good guide. You see, this Yahud, this Jutlas Harabis, they have a palace there. You must remember? And the Saudi regime has allowed it. They say, no, I went there, I saw all this. So the UNESCO is heritage site. What heritage site? How our Taliban bombed all these places of the Kufar. You, the Saudis, you should clean this up there. Say, we don't want no remnants and relics of the Jutlas there, and so forth and so on. So all this is still there. And that is why Saudi and Israel, they fool the Ummah under the table. They have many deals they are doing, and so forth and so on. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa and all our Masajid. Last question.
Kitab, today is my son's nikah. Is it better to have the nikah after Juma or after Asr Salah?
So you can have it any time. If you ask me which is better, we will say after Asr. My cousin, Buti Ghani, in Urkhis. So now his brother is Zubair. Zubair passed away in Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala grant him also Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. You see? So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, his son, Ihsan Ghani, is getting married today after Asr day in Windbank. So we make dua for him. We make dua for Buti. His father passed away in Ramadan. His grandfather, Papa, passed away, died in Ramadan. So Allah Ta'ala grant all of them, my Masi, Fatma Masi, all of them, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So we make dua for all of you getting married and send us your nikah announcements now. And inshallah, between 10 and 10:30 this morning, Maulana Zaid will announce it, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. Read Suratul Kahf. Read abundant Durood Sharif. Make dua. We pass away with Iman and Islam. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.